And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Goopa Goopa!
Hello!
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And you're breathing very loudly.
Am I? Oh, sorry.
Yeah, you just went... if you are listening to Punky Radio for the first time, it's not normally a dirty phone call, but I suppose it's the equivalent.
It's quite
a podcasting dirty phone call, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
With a soundtrack. So, right, I'm kind of top and tailing again this week, Tony. The first two tracks have got something in common. The last two have got something in common. In the middle, usual nonsense. I'm going to get straight on with it. We haven't... played anything from Japan Files in a couple of weeks. Let's get that right now. This is Morning Glory, Midnight Drive. So that's Morning Glory, Tony. What I want to know is, what is their Japan Files page?
Japanfiles.com/Morning Glory.
It is. It's Tony One, poorly being the internet nil. Although I do think it's going to be a little bit tighter this week than last week's thrashing.
Okay.
And do make sure that you check out Japanfiles.com. It's a really, really good way to find lots of stuff. Really quite like that. I mean, they're... what the Japanese excel at is the band after band after band come out with this kind of catchy pop punk, and there's another example. They're also really good at ska, and they've got some fantastic rock and roll on there, and when they rock out metal styling, they really do. So do go to Japan Files and just check it out. You'll find, so it's good to kind of just sort of randomly go through, and you can kind of pick any band with interesting hair, and you'll find something crazy.
Wicked. Every track's been a winner so far, hasn't it?
It has, yeah. And that was, I think that was the 31st one we played since we've been associated with them. Thank you very much, Japan Files, for letting us have access, and basically unlimited access to the site. So you're listening to Midnight Configuration underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's alright, it's alright.
And I have to say, you're doing a slightly better job than I did last week. I got them turned up a bit higher, is it going?
Teething problems.
Now, I think the time is going to come before long when I have to drop the feature that's known as MySpace Latest Comments, because there's so few people appears to be using MySpace except to find music now. But we're just not getting much through. We've got absolutely nothing again. If you do want to write something on there, I do check the MySpace page 3 or 4 times a week. I mean, I was checking it 3 times a day. I know everyone's checking it less, but it's still the best place for bands and the best place for music, and I don't think that's going to change.
No.
I just think it's the way it's set up is perfect for music. MySpace.com/Punky Radio. Please do leave a comment if you are already a friend of ours. And if you're not, what I'm having to do now as well is, I found out, if you go over 5,000 MySpace friends, you can't do a name search in your friends. So what I've been doing is every time I've been adding people, I've been culling old ones. So right. We're staying at 4,999 friends to make my life easier.
Okay. That really is a piece of shit written site, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay. Also, there is a Punky Facebook group, which I do check as well. It's groups.to/Punky Radio. And is it, or is it just Punky?
Punky Radio.
It is Punky, yeah. Groups.to/Punky Radio. But I mean, if you go into groups and type in Punky, you'll find it. You'll find it. And leave a comment there as well. And something that I set up and then forgot about and then used again, and I am starting to do it a bit more now, is we are on Twitter, and it's twitter.com/Punky Radio. And thanks to the people that have added us on there, the people that are now following my tweets.
Have you actually tweeted anything yet?
Yeah, I've done a bit, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I don't really know what I'm doing, but I'm just kind of putting things out. How about this? I'm just throwing it out there.
Cool.
I'm casting the bait. I'm seeing if anything hooks. That's what I'm doing, basically. What I have got for this section, though, and my apologies to Sir Geoffrey Ugly Shoes of Mississippi, who sent us a poetry corner before Christmas, but it came in during the time that my Hotmail was hacked.
Right.
So I didn't see it. I missed it. And then I was just going through the Punky Radio emails that we've had to that account and realised that there was this big glaring one that was from Ugly Shoes titled Poetry Corner. So this was a pre-Christmas one, so you will have to excuse me a bit in that it's a bit out. But anyway, if you do have a poem for us, do send it to paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Poetry Corner. And that's what Jeff did, and thank you so much, Jeff. Here he goes. Tony needs a brand new twat. His old one stretched out like a hat. From all the cocks on which he sat, I'll bet he didn't think of that. When Paulie last came to the USA, I tried to meet him there one day. To St. Louis, I'd travel far, but I didn't have a fucking car. So embarrassed, I lied that day and told Almirante I had to play a show that was far away. My excuse was really gay. I still listened faithfully to Punky Radio quite meekly. Embarrassed that I missed my friend, I thought it was the fucking end. Temporarily, I was struck blind. So thereafter, I would find it's too late to hit rewind. But sometimes God can be unkind. I'm taking a break here. I am an angry God. Then an angel came to me and told me that I need Punky. If I was to regain my sight, I'd have to step back in the light. So thanks to Punky, I now see, though it's temporarily, and one thing I have come to find, you both look better when I am blind. So happy Christmas to one and all, Manly Tony, my good friend Paul. So now I've pulled out all the stops, you're still my favourite two pitch pops. That's right, isn't it? And thank you very much for that, and I'm sorry that we haven't done it before now, because it is of course the 1st of February, yeah. As we will be discussing in the next section. Right, well mate, it's time to crack on with song two. This was going to be from the vault. What happened was, right, when I decided, you'll find out why, but when I decided that the last two tracks were going to be very, very similar, I thought it'd be nice if the first two were as well. And I thought, well, I'll get one from Japan Files and then one other Japanese music that I got. And I was reminded of The Roots.
All right.
Well, a fantastic Japanese garage three-piece. Now, we got their first album from Motorsounds Records, but I think they've now changed label. They have a new album out, I think, which I am going to try and track down. It might be on Dirty Water. I'm trying to find out anyway. I ran through it, and I don't think, actually, we've played this song before. My two favourite songs from this album are the first one and the last one, Left My Mind and Make You Sorry. The Left My Mind is the one that goes, I left my mind behind. And the last one, I'll make you sorry. Anyway, I found this one halfway through. that I thought we'd play now. What do I know is, Tony, and you may see a pattern developing through this one as a way for me maybe to win this week. What is the Roots website?
TheRoots.jp?
No, TheRootsJapan.com. Ah. It's Tony Bond, poorly being Internet One, and this is Dying Town. That's The Roots, great band. Check them out. You're listening to Planet Smashing Underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's all right.
Can that great job be matched by a great job with Podcast Alley? Who knows? Let's find out.
Well, let's see. Well, thanks everyone for their votes last month. It is, as mentioned, 1st of February today, so probably about the 2nd when you hear the show. So get time to vote for us. Not many votes so far this month, being the first, so please, everyone, get your votes in.
Yeah, and I haven't done anything about it yet. So.
Okay. I'm sure there'll be a slew of them tomorrow.
Yeah.
But please do vote for us. Easiest way to do that is to go to punkyradio.com. At the top of the screen is an important please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject in a comment, if you so wish, because I'll read them out. And thanks you all for your votes last month. And here we go with this week's. Top 5. Goopa Goopa. Aops MacTard's quality podcast. Paul, if you think Home Bargains is good, you should try B&M Bargains. You would have Milky Pants just stepping through the door. Play more Forget Me Nots. And is there any way I can download a copy of the Punky theme tune, because I want to make it my ringtone? Which means a nice big middle finger to all the chavs when my phone goes off. Keep rocking, guys. Christopher the 9th Ramon Till.
Thank you very much, Chris. Yes, we can make the Punky theme available via MySpace, can't we?
Yeah, we could just upload it and as a download.
Yeah. Well, if you get around to it, why don't you do that? And then, anyone can have it. What an excellent idea. We will probably play some more Forget-Me-Nots at some point, but we played such a lot off the latest album that I kind of wanted to give it a rest for a bit. But they are a fantastic band, and I do recommend that you check them out. And there was one other thing there. What was the other thing?
B&M bargains.
Oh yeah, I do prefer S&M bargains.
True.
But thank you for the tip.
Punky pants, when your shit don't stink, from Tim Potter. Thanks, Tim.
He's right, of course.
Yeah.
Happy shit's perfect.
Happy New Year, dear Paulie B and Tony H. Happy New Year to you. I was disgusted to see that yet again you've both been left off New Year's honours list. Not even a lousy CBE. I think Punky listeners should mount a campaign, just like the bloke who got Rage Against the Machines number one, to get you at least a Queen's Award for Enterprise promotion, whatever that is. Much respect, Mark, the patron saint. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mark, but I have to say, being called Paul B. Edwards, I haven't got an MBE or a CBE, but I have got a PBE.
Yeah.
Oh, I just thought of that. I'm clever, mate.
Nice. It's that time of the month again, you whores. I love it. Vote for Punky, or Paulie B will sick his gimp Tony upon you to wreak havoc of all sorts.
For Martin Johnson.
Yeah, wouldn't it?
For Martin Johnson?
Oh, Johnson Martin. Martin Johnson.
Martin Johnson taking a bit of time out from being the England rugby manager to that's very kind of him.
Yeah.
What an excellent forward he was for so many years.
Finally,
he's got a face only his mother could love, but...
Oh, really?
Wow. But I wouldn't say that to his face. You must know who he is, Tony.
I can't picture him. I probably do.
Massive.
Well, they're all massive, aren't they?
From less... Yeah, but genuinely massive and scary looking. And was our captain when we won the Rugby World Cup, and he's now the man.
All right. And finally, Punky Radio. It's what the internet was invented for. That's some FNUF. True.
Thanks very much, FNUF. And I would like to remind you that you still owe me a fucking... That's John from Beach Boys. He still owes us a CD to... a copy of their latest CD to go in the competition bag. But I think we're probably going to let it go because I'm going to send them next week. So...
Okay.
We'll give the listeners another chance on the competition. We've had quite a lot of interest in this time for the limousine competition that also features the bonus of the entire competition from before Christmas. But I will later on in the show, I will remind you of that. Right, that's it.
That's it, yep.
Seems only right then that we should play Oxbridge Boys by the Concrete Gods.
This is the old school. Yeah!
So that's the Concrete Gods, Tone, from their latest album, which I have here, Welcome to the Empire Club. We played a few tracks of this, and I thought it seems sensible that a very, very British band, I think. And we played Just Like Churchill and Half Day Closing. So I thought, well, we've covered a classic British idea and a classic British Prime Minister. Why not cover a classic British institution with Oxbridge as well? So we've done that, and I think they've done it in suitable justice. You're listening to Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony. If you think everything's, if you think I'm sounding a little bit low key, I'm not down, but I'm a little bit resigned in that Forest lost their unbeaten run and their fabulous away record on Saturday to the fucking Sheep Shaggers.
Oh no.
Beat us 1-0, and it was like, fuck's sake. If there was any team that was going to end the run, it would be them. The form we're in, we can take anyone at all. But as soon as you get into fucking Derby game, all bets are off. Form goes out with the window. What was funny was after the game, when basically there was a big old fight between the Forest players and the Derby players, which involved the managers joining in as well.
And really?
Nigel Clough was a real... He's been accused by our boss, Billy Davies, of being a right gnarly, sneaky little bad fighter wanker, right? Apparently, he came up behind Billy Davies and just stuck his knee. He basically dead-legged him. Right? Just ran up behind him and dead-legged him, right? He's like, he might as well have given him a Chinese burn, you know. It sounds very, very childish, but I wish I'd seen it. Anyway, I think there'll be more that will come out about what happened at injury time. It just sounds very, very funny. So, although we lost the match, there's an upside to it, which is a potentially cracking story about a really crap manager fight, which sadly I was lost. Now then, Tony, have you got a twat?
I do. Thank you all for your nominations so far this year. I'm going to need plenty more. It is running a little bit dry, probably due to the weather or something, but I do need your twat. So do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I just want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. Please get them in, because I hate having a dry twat.
Well, you like it when your furry cup runneth over, don't you?
Exactly. If you can help, please do. Thank you. And this week it's from Jeff, who's already been mentioned on the show.
Handy.
Yeah. Who has a couple of real twats for me. So, let's see. As you might know, I used to run the Princess Theatre in Columbus, Mississippi. I established a venue that the only requirement to play there was you played original music, no covers. We had the Vibrators, Kitty, the Liz Fitz play, as well as a ton of great local and not-so-local bands. Bartender, Bart, bought the place and restored it wonderfully. He turned the management over to a guy named Brian Roberts. Brian didn't like punk or metal or experimental music, especially after he lost his gig playing drums for a metal band. The punk and metal were out, and they decided to make the place non-smoking. Brian decided the only way to make money was to put in covers bands or DJs, so no more original venue for music, no place for up-and-coming musicians to play, it was the only such venue in the area. So Brian and Bart successfully killed the music scene in Columbus and the surrounding areas. Brian Roberts and Bart are both twats. From Jeff Ugly Shoes.
He's right, of course.
Of course he's right. So, fair enough. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready for this one.
So, Brian Roberts and Bart from Columbus, Mississippi
is a twat!
Cheers, yeah.
They're a twat. They're so distressing, isn't it, that someone puts their life and soul into something and someone comes in and just pulls the rug from under it. It's typical of the modern world, a world which the likes of Jeff Ugly Shoes and other listeners of ours, and indeed Punky Radio, fights against. They fight against it in an absolutely brilliant way. They stand up for the man and they declare people of being twats. And we get sponsored by an internet company, which you'll be finding out all about. the next band, Stupidity, Tony. Oh. We had played a couple of, we played Nag 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 before. And there's another one we played off here, but I can't remember which one. But this week I'm going to play the very last track off their album Illegal U-Turn, Stupidity, all the way from Sweden, mate. And you do hear some kind of talky singing at the start, and the accent, it doesn't sound particularly Swedish, it sounds a lot more Eastern European, I think. But you'll, I managed to put in my own jump there. Did you notice that? If you're listening there, you're in the Eastern European, rather than Scandinavian. They're rubbish at skiing, but this is a great band. Yeah, how would I describe Stupidity, Tony? They're a rock and roll band,
okay.
I suppose, in its purest form, and absolutely top outfit. I'm looking at the Go Fast Records. Now, I think their manager got in touch with directly and said, would you like to get a new album? And I said, yes. And they sent it along, and I don't think we played enough of it. So we're going to do it some more justice this week. What I want to know is, Tony, is what is Stupidity's website? Oh, I'm done Concrete Gods. What was Concrete Gods' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Concrete Gods?
Yes, it is. It's that would make it, Tony, 2, probably the internet 1. And what is Stupidity's website?
Stupidity.se.
It is!
Is it?
I didn't think you were going to get that. Yeah, it is. It's Tony 3, Paulie B, and Internet 1. Go get her, Janie. Stupidity. I just like saying a word.
Okay.
Make sure that you check them out. Check out the website. That's a little bit of Scandinavian rock and roll for you right there. Something I have a lot of time for indeed. And thank you so much for sending us a copy of the CD. Now then, Tone, I don't imagine since last week you've managed to retain any information at all about our sponsors GoDaddy, have you?
No, not at all.
Well, it's a good job then that to the tune of Chromosome 3, because I still haven't updated this bed, I will now tell you a little bit about them.
Okay.
Essentially, they're a web services provider, so when you go on there, you will quickly and easily discover that you can get a great deal on domains, web hosting, SSL certificates, which are...
sales.
And increased site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need, shopping cart constructions, and... easy podcasting, sheep shakers, meh. So all you would-be Tonys out there might just be able to have a go at it yourselves after all. Everything is laid out really simply on the site, and if you type in the order code PUNKY7, that's...
PUNKY7?
into the space provided you can get an additional 10% off any order not already discounted. It's particularly good if you're in the UK as well, because there is now a Punky8 code, that's
Punky8.
It entitles you to 20% off any perks over 35 nicker. It's a no-brainer. And why is that, Tony?
Because my clients use them.
Sheep, yeah, goes meh. And there is now a Punky9 code, which gives you 30%, I'm sorry, that is
Punky9,
which gives you 30% off all .com domains. Hey, you Brits! Yet another code. Punky25, that's
Punky25.
Sheep, yeah, goes meh. Gives 25% off orders of over £65. Buggeration. So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs. Sheep, checkers, meh.
Fair enough.
I've managed to do everything justice there.
I think so.
We've had a couple of people over the last two or three weeks, Tony, asking us if we've got any more rattling bone.
Oh, yeah.
And I sent out the call to Wiley Bone, the man behind Rattling Bone, and said, mate, we need more. Nip round the Punky P.O. box today. Little package waiting there for me, but that's none of your business. There was also a CD from Rattling Bone with an extra track on it. Let's play it now. Ain't Hungry No More.
I won't get no
That's rattling bone, Tony. Had cool. This fantastic message from him saying, keeping it punky. WB. That was it.
Nice.
Kind of message I like. I do like Rattling Bone. As I said, it does sound like if Tom Waits was in a bad mood, and I think that's no bad thing. Pretty extreme. Loving it. And it's also just the nature and the speed of the stuff. It oozes. It's quite sort of screaming Jay Hawkins ears. I just like it. Exactly. Yeah. There's a few artists that it's a bit like. There's what's it called? Greasy Andre Williams was also that kind of oozing tempo of just. It's that sort of music that if you walked into a bar and that was playing, you think it's only a matter of time before this barmaid turns into a vampire.
Oh, okay. Ah, yeah.
It's just really that nice. Real sleazy, nasty, oh, something bad's going to happen sort of thing.
Mm.
You'd walk into a bar, you'd hear that playing, and the narrator in your head would say, Paul walked into the bar at 10:30. So, you're now listening to the Dead 60s underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week.
It's okay.
So, last Sunday, to be precise, yesterday for now, but a couple of days time last weekend, was my latest Dolly Remixture show. And what a show it was. Thanks so much to everyone who came down. And in particular, to the burlesque dancers we had, Frivolities, who did not one, not two, but three double acts during the evening. Every single one was fantastic. They started off with a Wonder Woman piss take, then they did an It's Raining Men piss take, and then they finished with a Star Wars piss take, which involved them legging around the stage with not much on, preparing to do each other with lightsabers. Quite marvellous. One problem.
Okay.
And they say it's got one problem. It doesn't seem to matter where I go in my life and what I do. At some point, some thick twat is going to piss me off.
Okay.
And last night, there were three blokes in. They paid to get in. They'd come down the same as anyone else. You give them the chance when they show up. And they were thick. And they were pissed. And they were really chavvy. And they couldn't grasp that while there's an act on stage, you don't just have a chat with each other very loudly. Oh, it puts the people off around you. And I gave them enough rope to hang themselves. Eventually went over to them and said, look, lads, could you just keep it down? I don't mind you talking, can you be quiet? And this one bloke, bonehead bloke, just goes, he says, why are you telling me fucking keep it down? What's fucking, really loudly? So I went, mate, please, I'm just asking you, just can you keep it down? I don't mind you talking, but people are trying to watch the... Oh, fucking... Anyway, I walked up, left into it. Him and his mates had a bit of a grumble, and then they settled down. And five or six, I go on and do the next bit on stage. I put the next act on. I go, there they go again. Gas, 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 jab, jab, jab at the bar. Just too loud, just rudely loud. You know, obnoxiously, ignorantly loud.
Yeah.
So I walk over again, and I sort of put my hand on the rope. I went, mate, and, you know, as if to pat him on the back, say, listen, mate, please, I don't want any trouble, just... Can you please keep it down? There's three of them, there's one of me. There's enough people there, but you know, that's not the point, is it? Anyway, he goes, don't you fucking touch me there, you're fucking out, mate, you're fucking out. I'll fucking talk if I want. I've paid £10 for this, I can do what I want. And I'm going, no, mate, actually you can't. You paid £10 to watch the acts, as have everyone else. You are not watching the acts. You are having a chat with your mate. If you want to have a chat with him, go into the other bar, or go downstairs and just don't bother watching, because you're not helping. Just please. There'll be a break coming up. Chat all you want during the breaks. But while the act's on stage, please, just out of respect to them, can you keep... Oh, fucking... Anyway, his mate says, listen, this other bloke who says, listen, I'll sort it out. And to be fair to this other bloke, he could see what was going on. He could see it was a problem. He felt a bit embarrassed because there's all these people looking around at them, people telling him to shush. And this bloke is just ignorant to everyone and everything. All he wants... He thinks he's the centre of his own world. He's just a tit, right?
Mm.
Anyway, in the next break, the acts that involve you not talking while they're on are finished, and we've got a band on, going to be on it. I go down to have a fag, and he's downstairs, he's outside with his mate, and as soon as he sees me, oi, what are you fucking, what? He's like, he's basically saying, I'll be back, and he's trying to get a fight out of me, right?
Okay.
Well, this isn't going to happen, but he said something to me, that there were various people who were surrounding us. Not like surrounding, they were just there having a cigarette, but they were listening. I just heard all of these sniggers Because this bloke, obviously, I'm not the brightest bloke in the world, but this guy was intellectually out of his depth. And everything he was saying just was making him sound more and more stupid. His mates were starting to back off him, thinking, honestly, this bloke is an idiot. And I said something. I said, listen, mate, you just don't understand. I said, it's all right. He said, I suppose you want me to fucking shut up now. I go, no. Talk really light now. We've got a band on. The rest of the night, do what you like. I asked you several times. You told me to shut up. No, I didn't tell you to shut up. I asked you several times to talk quietly. I asked you. I didn't tell you. And every time I got aggression from you. And then he said, and I quote, he is pissed. He said, and I quote, I paid £10. Why does that think that gives you the emphasis? What emphasis he was talking about, I've got absolutely no idea. And neither did anyone else down there. And everyone's looking around going, what a fucking idiot. And I was going, I'm sorry, I've got no idea what you're talking about at all. And then he goes, ha, I fucking got you, fucking thick cunt. And I'm going, oh, listen, you just, I'll give you your money back now if you want, just go. And I said to his mate, it's been lovely talking to you, have a word with him. When he comes back upstairs and he says or does anything at all, he's out. Went back upstairs, his mate had managed to muzzle him, and he was all right for the rest of the night. He was fine. At the end of the night, he shakes me hand, he made no hard feelings, and I just went, yeah, lots of, actually, you're not coming back. And he was dumbfounded. He thought because he'd been a good boy for an hour, that made everything all right. And I went, no, you're not welcome back here. And he was going, listen, what you don't get is, right, I fucking do what I want in here, because my mate, the one who'd been all right, my mate, yeah, he's your fucking boss, isn't he? I went, no. Yes, he is, because he works for Jay and Nick. And Jay and Nick own the place.
Right.
And that's why this bloke was being good, because actually he knew his fucking job was on the line if this bloke kept up. I'd say, well, I'm sure your friend, who is my friend as well now, said, I'm sure you'll understand when I say to you now, I don't want that to have this to get back to Jay, would you? And he went, I won't bring him again. Didn't need to be like that. Everyone else having a great time all night. It's a fucking great show. And once again, I didn't get the chance to enjoy it because I'm stuck with all these idiots. But it was a brilliant show. And thank you to everyone else who came down. The next show is at the end of February. You'll find out more about it then. Also, this week, I've got a gig in Exeter on Tuesday night. Can't remember where. And then Friday night, I'm doing a gig in Langford, which is effectively a private do. In that it's a big village, and it's what I'm saying. It's already sold out. Right. Saturday and Sunday, I'm doing the King's Head in Crouch End. It's one of London's famous old comedy clubs. It's been going, God, for as long as I've been alive, I think. Absolutely brilliant gig. If you are in North London next weekend, do come down to that show. I've done my birthday there a few times, and this being my 3010th birthday on Friday, but this is the Saturday and Sunday, it would be lovely to see you, to join me for birthday drinks. So I hope that I do see you, because I am 3010 this Friday, Tom.
You are? Wow.
I am indeed. Lastly for me in this section, before I explain what's going to happen after, is just a quick mention about Forrest, that even though our unbeaten run is over, we are still at the moment second, looking good for promotion. And my nephew Louis, whose birthday it was today when we went up there, he's just turned 8 years old, he's a Chelsea fan, got there and he starts winding me up. He goes, he says, so do you think Forest going to go up? I went, yeah. He went, go straight back down again. I went, what? He goes, oh, well, Chelsea are so much better than them. It might be your birthday. You're not too young to not get a backhand off Uncle Paul. And he went, all right, okay. And then just kept, his dad has taught him well. So, right, what's going to, now, I've got one more song to tell you about here. And then after this bit, the next two sections are going to be interviews that I did on New Year's Eve with the Vickers and the MD of Dirty Water Records, PJ, who's a lovely bloke. So you won't hear us two talking again until the very end of this show, but these next two interviews, they're quite good. The band are great. So the last two songs will both be by the Vickers as well. But just before that, Tony, I want to, have you got anything to add this week?
No, not really. We hopefully tomorrow, fingers crossed, we sign for the flat.
Oh, cool.
So all go on that, and really just organising moving out of this place and getting the new one. So busy, but you know, not nothing exciting, but quite exciting at the same time.
Hey, that's lucky because the transfer window closed at 5 o'clock today. You must have had special dispensation from UEFA for that one. Lucky boy. A band that need no special dispensation are Monkey Island. Now, we haven't played Monkey Island for ages simply because they sent us an album maybe 3 years ago. And four, probably. And we played a couple of tracks of it. And at the time, I thought, this is really quite Gang of Four-y. It's quite sort of new wave post-punk stuff going in. The latest album is just out. It's been getting rave reviews from all manner of people. And I'm going to read out a bit about it that is in the blurb that came with it.
Okay.
It said, this is a triumphant clash of peasants' tankards in a Bruegel tavern. Trumpet blasts call to arms of discordant concord against the beer-pulling and heavy horse world order, drawing on influences as far-flung as miners' hymns, 70s cod rock, punk and Brechtian opera, rock and roll reordered and renewed with droplets of dark humour trickling down the back of its neck, anthems to tap the feet and spine in equal measure, and they're right. That describes this album very well. 17 tracks of unmitigated glory. You will enjoy this album. You need to own it. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Monkey Island's website?
MonkeyIslandBand.com.
No, MonkeyIslandUK.com. Phew, I'm back in it. Tony 3, Pony B on the internet. No, hang on. Oh, we haven't done Rattling Bone either. Bloody hell. What's the Rattling Bone MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Rattling Bone.
Yeah, bollocks it is. Tony 4, probably be the internet too. I'll ask you about the last two after the last bits. So what you're going to hear now is Monkey Island and this fabulous song, which is track 2 off the album called Birdsong. Then you'll hear an interview with PJ from Dirty Water Records. Then you'll hear a song by the Vickers. Then you'll hear the Vickers interviewed. And then you'll hear another song by the Vickers. And then we'll talk to you at the end of the show. Is that a deal?
That's cool.
Birdsong.
Punky Radio in the basement of Boston Arms for New Year's Eve, now joined by PJ, the Svengali behind Dirty Water Records.
I don't even know what Svengali means.
It means the bloke in charge.
Well, that's another thing then.
So how did the label start? How did you come to do it in the first place?
The label started because I had a friend in a band wanted to put a record out, and we thought, well, the club's been going a while, people know the name, if we do a record and call it Dirty Water Records, you might sell a few more copies. Make life easier.
And it's worked?
Well, yeah, the thing is, at the time, I wasn't intending to do a label. I was just going to do a few one-offs with friends' bands every now and then. And, well, it just kind of grew. It got out of my control.
And you seem to specialise in vinyl. Is there a reason for that?
Because I like it.
Right.
I don't buy CDs. I don't buy downloads. I just buy 70 singles. So my intention was just to do 70 singles. Of course, you've got to make some money to do more records. So you don't make any profits really on 70 singles. So yeah, I'd do some LPs as well to get some money to make more vinyl.
Right. And what's been your most successful band so far?
Well, that's a good question. I don't really follow the figures too closely. So, you must have gone upstairs, yeah. I think the reissue of the 1979 thing by the Liars has done really well.
Right.
The Vickers is going really well.
Right.
All of them actually are doing pretty well, surprisingly well.
And which ones, if I had to ask you, which ones are your favourite bands that you've had on the label?
I don't have a favourite.
You don't have a favourite? You love them all equally, do you?
Yeah, yeah. Just like a mother and her kids, yeah.
So, now, how long have you been, in inverted commas, looking after the Vickers for?
Well, they've been on our label now. I'd have brought my diary with me if I'd known I was going to ask a question like this. You know, time is a...
I'm putting you on the spot, mate.
Time is a relative concept, you know. And it's been a couple of years, I guess. See, they emailed me, and I checked out stuff they had online. Got to be a good 2.5 to 3 years ago. And then, yeah, we pretty much signed them up quite soon after that to do a release. Yeah. So a couple of years now. So we've done two albums now and two singles.
Right, because they seem to do... every time I look on MySpace or anything like that, I see them. They seem to be playing all over Europe.
Everywhere. They've got a good manager who's really working hard for them. He's quit his day job to travel with them and organise gigs for them. In Europe, they're really much more pop than here.
But do you think that's the garage scene in general?
Yes.
It does much better in Europe.
In this country, people are very sort of finicky. They go with what's trendy, what's popular. I know there's a good number of people that stick to what they like, but especially younger people, they're like, you know, oh, this is popular now, we go with that. That's not popular, we go for somewhere else now. You know, it's like, but I don't know. I just play out records that I like and see what happens.
What's your favourite Vickers song?
Oh, I don't have a favourite Vickers song. There's too many good ones.
All right, then. Well, what's one you like me to play? What's one you like me to play on the show?
I don't have favourites. Well, the one that you should play on the show, obviously, is the newest one.
Which is
the single "You Lie."
We'll play it now.
I know you've been lying to me, you lie to me.
Paulie B, Punky Radio, still in the basement of the Boston Arms, now joined by Mike from The Vickers. Did you have to add the E on because there was an already Bank of the Vickers, or did you just fancy it?
No,
like old school.
We didn't actually know there was a band called The Vickers. It was originally The Vickers, but then we thought we may as well just add it on anyway. We didn't actually know at the time there's a band called The Vickers.
Right, okay, so you just added it.
Yeah, that's cool.
Now, you say, if you don't mind me saying so, you seem to be very, very young for a band that are a garage band the way you are. I don't imagine there are many people at school or at college that are into the same thing as you.
No.
How did you get into it in the first place?
Mostly just through, got into, my dad listened to a load, he got me into punk music, and then, that kind of grew to, Billy Childish, and then that grew to more 60s stuff, and then just, just love 60s stuff now, But, all the people in the band are from the same town, so we kind of, got into it at the same kind of time.
And what is the same town?
Bury St Edmunds.
The home of Garage.
Yes, yes.
And, if I'm not mistaken, the home of the BNP. I think there's a BNP office there.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, well, we won't necessarily broadcast that, but brilliant.
No.
So you grew up in Bury St Edmunds, yeah. The whole band from there.
Yeah.
What was the music scene like there? Was there one?
There was one when I was about, 15. There was one for, 2 years. Just covering all sorts of genres, pretty much. And then, it kind of faded out, and then everyone got into, this hardcore scene, and then there was a little hardcore scene.
Do you think that had anything to do with the overriding smell of sugar beets throughout the town?
Very possibly. Yes. But we're not putting gigs on anymore, it stinks of sugar beets.
So now, you're in the fortunate situation where you seem to be playing all over Europe all the time.
Yes.
How does that affect your home life? Do you feel like you're on the road constantly, or do you...
Yeah, we do. But, it's quite nice because we live in a small little town where there's only, nightclubs playing shitty music and stuff, and there's not a lot to do at all. So it's good to get out and do it. But, yeah, we are away a lot.
And what's your favourite place in Europe that you played?
Oh, God, I don't know. Holland's pretty good for obvious reasons.
And what's your favourite venue in Holland? We played Patronaat in Holland.
Yeah, we have.
You have, yeah.
Because I saw
Wary Los Hogs and Sweatmaster.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I just didn't know whether you'd ever played there yourselves. But
Yeah. No, that was good. I really liked, in Germany, there's a club called The Bassi.
Right, and which is where?
In Berlin.
Right.
And that's really good. This, big kind of 60s club is absolutely jam-packed. And that was really good. That's got to be one of the best, I think.
And what's the best response you've ever had to a gig ever? Has there ever been a gig when you've been held high aloft and wiped with palm fronds?
No, unfortunately not. I'm not sure, really. Normally, the best places, Germany and Holland, always seems to go down really well.
Right, okay.
Festival, probably good.
Primitive.
Oh, PJ's banged in, right.
Yeah, no, Primitive was quite good.
Fantastic as well was good.
Fantastic was good as well, yeah.
Cheering. Yeah, but Primitive we played first, so there wasn't that many people.
Right, okay.
And Valencia we played really rubbish.
Because I was hoping you would say Valencia, because I reckon that is the garage capital of South
West Europe. Yeah, we are planning to do a tour of Spain in March, I think.
Right.
So hopefully we'll get to
Isn't Valencia. That where Wary Los Hogs are from? Are they from Valencia?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. So there's already a bit of a heritage there.
Yeah, it would be good to play there again.
In fact, the singer from Wales has got...
Come forward here. Come forward, PJ. You can't stay in the background.
The singer from Wales has got a daughter same age as them.
I met his daughter.
The
gig with King Salami.
Yeah, because they came over quite once.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I remember meeting her now. I can't remember where it was, but I remember her saying.
Could have been here.
So who are your influences? Right now, who's your favourite garage band? Other than
me.
PJ,
who's
not a band.
PJ's my main influence.
Yeah. He's your main dealer. He says it's vinyl. Is there a band that you, other than, because I know that you mentioned Billy Childish, and you have a song called Childish Billy.
Well, no, we don't. that was... If you got sent a recording or something of that, it's because...
It was called that. What was it actually called?
What's the latest?
That's called What's the Latest, right, okay.
Yeah. it didn't have a name at the time. I don't know, it's hard to say a favourite band. It's just mostly all 60s stuff, like Standells.
What was the last piece of music you put on any form of recording device, be it a CD or
I think the last
iPod
one I played was The Dearly Beloved.
And how did that go for you?
I obviously love it because I've got it.
And is there a song, right, just finally, thank you for talking to me, but is there a song that you reckon sums up the Vickers?
Oh, I guess Baby Coming Home kind of does the trick.
Tony, so that was Baby Coming Home by The Vickers. I'm sure you'll agree it was worth playing two of their songs this week. Nice boys as well, all the way from Bury St Edmunds. And I hope you did spot the bit when Mike, the guy I was interviewing from the band, said exactly the wrong thing when I said to him that Bury St Edmunds was the home of the BNP. And his answer to that was very, very funny. I hope you noticed that. Please don't take what he said the wrong way. It was just very funny. What I want to know is, Tony, what is The Vickers' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheVickers.
It is Tony 5, Bully Me Internet 2. And what is the Dirty Water Records MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Dirty Water Records.
No, MySpace.com/Dirty Water Club. So I got one back. I made it respectable. Tony 5, Bully Me Internet 3. It's another win for you, though, my friend. You're doing very well. You're on a roll at the moment. Things you should do on this page. Obviously, you should vote for us at Podcast Alley. How should we do that, Tony?
Go to punkyradio.com and the top of the screen is important. Please vote for his link. Hit that, enter your email address, and let's hope it's in the comment. I'm going to read them out.
And iTunes reviews, very important. How do they do that, Tony?
Again, yeah, on the left of the site, on the Punky Radio site, there's an iTunes link. If you hit that, you'll be taken to our music store page on iTunes where you can subscribe to the show. And reviewers, log in first, reviewers, 5 stars only, and we'll read them out.
And please do get in touch with us any way you can or would like to about anything at all, but particularly by emailing paulieb@punkyradio.com or tony@punkyradio.com with, for me, your poetry corners, your comedy solo, etc., etc., and for Tony, your twat. Make sure you vote Punky. I'm about to go and do that now. I think that's about it, isn't it, Tony?
I think so, yeah.
Hope to see some of you at one of the gigs I'm doing this weekend. In the meantime, say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog, sheep, 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 shaggers, meh.
Yeah.